He said he got the cat.
Oh, he stayed. He didn't see a soul. I said, anything if this ever breaks, put me in jail.
You mean if the weather ever
breaks, where I can get the...
And we did.
And just as quick as it broke, I went down to one of my neighbors and I called a office up here at Hardy, that's 24 miles north of here, and asked them when they could get me a telephone. He said, well, we'll send you a form down, fill out.
Give me that coffee.
I said, what kind of form? Well, she said, we want some reference to, you know, people that knows you and your credit rating. And I said, well, we're talking about credit rating. I don't mean this as bragging, but I'm fixing to tell you. Are we talking about, like, if I borrow money? She said, yes. Will you buy on credit? I said, now look, lady, I haven't borrowed any money in 20 odd years. 20 some odd years. I don't do no credit business. None whatever. I said, I've got my own money. And she sent me the form, and part of it I filled out, and part of it didn't. Part of it, I was old time enough, I didn't. I thought it was a bit too nosy, and I sent it back. I knew I'd get the telephone. And then, but second day after I made it back, they was down here put it in.
Did you? Now you told me you kept mules in where under the barn?
Stables. Well, in what's called stables. For instance, your stables is maybe you is 8 foot, 7 or 8 foot high. Well, then you've got a plank loft over them stables. What's called a loft.
It's kind of like a room.
Then you put your hay above that, you see.
You talk about raising hogs. Where would you put them? Can you tell me?
Where'd we keep them when we raised them? Or when we butchered them?
Oh, when you raised them and...
Well, we have a... after we got a... Before the... When I was... Well, I guess we had a stock law here for... probably 20 years. Now, I wouldn't think it's over that, though. Up until then, we let them run on outside range. And we had all these fences to keep up, you know, around these farms. Because you had to keep them up, or the hogs would get in each corn crop up. But after we got stock law, we built pastures, you know, fences to keep them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get ready, when we fatten them, we usually close them up in a pretty close lot, you know, where they couldn't run this fat off as we put it on them. And then we got them fat enough, we butcher them.
In a place?
I did my own butcher. I learned to cut up hogs when I was just a boy. And I have butchered a many a hog for myself and my neighbors. See, we'd shoot, when we got ready to butcher them, we'd shoot them. We'd take a 50-gallon barrel and we'd always heat our water in kettles.